KEAUUW.
Morning, NA, ZKF.
WATAP.
NADDF.
South Dakota.
Going to drop my wife's car off her tires. What are you doing?
Yeah, just on the way to work. I'm out here every morning this time. Usually Davian's out here. Like a couple, 3 days out of the week. He must not be going anywhere today.
I would like to not be going anywhere today. Alright, well, that's good to know. My drive time is about an hour before you. I'm usually in the office by 7. That's probably why I never hear you.
Then I hear you out there about, between 4 and 5 on the way home. Sometime around there.
Depends on the day. Some days I leave at 4, some days I leave at 5. Some days I'm out and about for lunch. So, but yeah, typically I'm leaving between 4 and 5. There's days where I don't roll out of here until 7, though. So those are few and far between.
Yeah, which repeater are you on? You on Richmond or Romeo or Warren?
I'm on the UMP. Am I sounding okay?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that repeater. Yeah, you sound fine. The audio is a little bit hotter on that repeater. I mean, you sound fine, but I'm just saying if you were to switch to Warren, your audio would come down just a hair because for some reason the UMP is audio is just slightly higher than the rest.
Oh, I hear you. I'm on the 75 now because I'm in my wife's car, and God, that's so loud. It sounds like distortion. I don't mind it, though, especially when you start getting further away from it. Kind of makes it a little easier to hear.
Yeah, I can definitely tell when you're heading home and you're switching repeaters, there's a distinct change in your audio. It's pretty noticeable. Like I said, it doesn't sound bad or anything. It's just a little bit louder.
I usually run UMP until I get to probably Shaner, and then I'll switch over to Warren, and then I'll run Warren until I get to 26, and I'll switch to Richmond, and then when I get to 32, I'll switch to Romeo, and then I'll run Romeo until I get to 36, and then I switch back to Richmond. Yeah, a little bit of flip-flop the whole way home.
I usually monitor the 2.6 at work on my phone or on my radio because I'm so close to the Warren repeater. And you know who I haven't heard out here much lately is KJO. I haven't heard him out there. I mean, he used to be out there every day now. I don't think I heard him at all this week.
That's funny you said. I could talk to him yesterday and the day before.
Huh. Maybe he's changed his schedule, but, I mean, I would literally hear him, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and he'd be on the road while I was leaving work. But, like I said, this week, I must not have been listening, but he must be getting up there a little bit earlier, I think.
Yeah, I think the last 2 days, he was home before me yesterday, and I left at 5. And then I think the day before that, he was almost home, and it was like 4:30. So, yeah, his schedule's been a little bit earlier than usual.
BOADAP. Yeah, he does service calls, so, you know, depends on where he has to go and how many service calls, I guess. But, yeah, he came up to my work one day. I don't know if it was, definitely way before 5 o'clock. It might have been 3:30 or 4 o'clock. He was writing warrants, so he stopped by my work.
I haven't met him in person yet, but we'll have to all get together here when this weather finally starts to turn.
Yeah, as time goes on, everybody will be more active and out of hibernation, winter hibernation mode, so start doing the larks again, and they do have the Saturday morning breakfast thing. I only been there one time because I usually sleep in on Saturdays or go up north, one of the two.
Portable radio. I'm not doing it in this crap. I did it last year, but that's because I was in the honeymoon phase with still, and it was tolerable. But now I'm like, I'll look this nice out. But I've yet to do the breakfast because it's always boring, so it's like an hour and 10 minutes for me to get there on a Saturday, so I usually just stay home. But I am pulling into Firestone here, so maybe I will catch you on my drive home. If not, have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, you have a good day, and maybe I'll catch you out there later. I'm just about at work anyhow. WAEAP.
Expecting it, you're not expecting it kind of thing. Had that happen yesterday, I was
working on a door, and they put them in test chambers now, these confined test chambers. And still, you hear the beep, you see the light, but it still makes you jump a little bit when it goes off. It's just a muffled firework, so.
Yeah, my ex-wife used to work at Square D, and they did testing for, like, the breakers they put on, like, substations and stuff. And she said, yeah, the whole building would shake when that would go off.
Yeah, I used to work at the airport, and I was there working the day that a couple F-18s were parked at one of the far ends there. But I got to see them take off, and I tell you, when those F-18s take off, it's full afterburners, and it rattles your ribs.
Yeah, that's the sound of freedom.
Absolutely. What's really funny is that when he did full power up and he was going down that runway, he passed by the office where a lot of the employees sit, and one of the girls there, you know, she can't see outside because it's a brick building. And the whole building started shaking, and she's like, earthquake, and she jumped underneath her desk.
Seen that YouTube video of the SR-71 pilot talking about buzzing the tower? And I think it was SFO or something like that. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I watch it all the time. Either buzzing the tower or the one, the speed check. If you haven't seen the speed check one, you gotta listen to the story on that one.
Yep, I've seen that one too. I keep hearing the story about the talking to ATC about, you know, can they go up to 60,000 feet or whatever you can get up there, you know, go for it, and they're like, all right, descending to 60,000.
You gotta see the one, I don't know if you've ever watched Top Gear with James May and Jeremy, and I forgot the other guy's name. But there's a YouTube video of James May going up on the U-2 spy plane, and that was pretty cool.
I can't remember if I've seen that one or not. I know I've seen Mythbusters do it, but... I don't know if I've seen that one or not. I might have. It kind of sounds familiar, but it's another interesting plane that lands like a bicycle.
Give me a pause, see if anybody else wants to jump in. Yeah, I just watched it the other night. It just look up James May YouTube spy plane or something like that. Yeah, they're up there 50, 70. I mean, they're literally on the edge of the atmosphere, and he's looking down, and a commercial jet's flying 20,000 feet below. He sees them zipping by. Then I've been watching the P-51 Mustang flyovers with the whistle, battleships shooting off their big guns. Like, that's cool. I try to entertain myself after my wife goes to sleep, so I just bounce around YouTube.
Yeah, I spent too much time on YouTube, but I am pulling in here, so I gotta get back to work, so I'll say 7:30 to see ABO.
Okay, Gary, I have a good one. I still gotta get up to Pontiac from Memphis in Armada right now. 73, talk to you on the flip, KCAKJO.
WATR. W8EAP. Are you still with us, Sean? N8KBP.
Oh, I'm here.
That's all. Just want to make sure you weren't going backwards. Doesn't sound like you're going forwards, though.
No, I'm hoping that I can get this thing licked in the next couple of days, because I got that trip I got to do.
Yep, sure, I understand. Okay. All right, I just wanted to say hi and get well, along with the rest of our community, and I'll let you go and go back to resting your voice. I'll talk to you later. W8FUNAKPP.
All righty, there'll be 8 of you.
N1KRD mobile.
KF8BOT, listening and mobile.
WAWAVAP.
Yo.
Just checking how you're feeling.
Well, I wouldn't say better, I wouldn't say worse, different. But I think I'm in the right path.
Okay, you think you're going to be at breakfast tomorrow?
Rob.
probably not a good idea. So, I probably not. I mean, I don't know for sure, but probably not.
Okay, because I got that amp in the trunk. But I guess there's no hurry on that.
Okay, we'll have to see how the rest of the evening goes and how I feel in the morning. It's kind of, the throat's no longer as big an issue now, but after coughing started, so I have these coughing spells. And, so I don't know if I'm contagious, or I certainly don't want to be coughing around anybody, so we'll have to see if this gets worse or better.
Alrighty then. Well, I hope you do feel better. So, if we see you, we'll see you. Catch you later. AVPR.
Alright, catch you later. WAW.
Hi, Dave. Your audio is really low. Are you talking right in the microphone?
No. How's that? Been a long day. I've been working hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds much better now. What's going on?
Not much. Not much. Just heading out of the office. Heading over to West Bloomfield to shoot the basketball game, just to put a story together. And got to pick up a couple things over there, and got a bunch of paperwork done, and that's about it. I drove around last night, and your machine is doing a little bit better. I know it'll be better when you get the amp working. And what else? Oh, the GMRS is doing pretty good. It's just kind of hanging in there. I'm surprised it's working as well as it is. But all in all, good work. Thank you.
Okay. If you're heading over there, I'll switch over and see what kind of range you get.
I got my baby antenna on right now, but I take 10 seconds and swap. I put a real antenna on here. I'm in Troy, so just give me a minute and let me put a real antenna on the car and then we'll see.
Just leave what you got. I'm just curious. Don't worry about it. Don't make us stop.
All right, well, let's just, let me get at least to to Coolidge. I think it'll bring it up here, correct? I don't know. You want to just try it now? We can go over there. That's fine. NHJCAV.
Okay, give me a moment. AVPR.
NHJCAV.
What's going on, dude? I'm only here for a little bit, but I'll say hi. I'm heading home. And I got a short drive, unlike you, who's got a long drive. So, heard I bumped the repeater, see what was going on. Talked to Sean a little bit today. He still sounds like he's way under the weather, so hopefully he gets on the mend.
You guys double there, but we got Tom with us as well. I'm on my way home. I'm going to pick up my wife, and then I got to turn back around and go down to Roseville for a work.
stop by my son's place here in Davis and give him a quick visit before I head homeward bound.
Tom, what machine are you coming in on if you're out there? I know that, oh, is that the Burton one?
No, 2350, what, is there another one I can jump over to?
Wally, do you know?
I don't know where he's at, I'm sorry. I'm kind of worried about traffic here a little bit. Where are you at, John?
Irish Road and 69. What is it? Davison.
I got one I don't know. Richmond repeater covers pretty well all across up there. I was kind of surprised how well it does. You're acceptable. I could, you know, is that where you're at, Richmond?
Davison, Tennessee County.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about those repeaters up there. I thought you were on 96. I'm sorry.
No, I'm up here in Davison, stopping by to see my boy. I'm in the repeater, but obviously my audio is for 52, I guess.
No, Tom, you sound fine. I was just curious what machine you were coming in, that's all.
No, I'm at all's well, so I wanted you up there for. I think we broke a hobby up.
No, I'm still here. Sorry, guys. My son called in. I guess I'm leaving on the parking lot. Go ahead, Coda.
I doubled. I was just saying, I wasn't saying you sounded bad. I was just curious which machine you were coming into, that's all.
It's 4235, which I think is Holly. I know you're the, obviously, you know, I'm part of the CBN, so.
I don't know if that was a double or someone trying to get it, but either way, I didn't hear anything.
I'm getting a headache.
I'm getting confused.
Jack did his ham ticket, and he's on here, causing havoc already. Doesn't know about rotation.
Yeah, that's kind of our fault. So, with that being said, I'm going to step out of the rotation because I'm pulling in the driveway. Don, pleasure talking to you.
Let me try this.
I'm not sure if I'm going to make it tomorrow morning. You guys both stay out of trouble.
I'm going to need to go for my rotation. NAKPP. Let's see if I got it. All right, let's try to get a rotation here. Wally, 7-3, good talking to you, man. Have a good weekend. The other station, I heard SWR as the last three. Go ahead.
Did you not hear what I said? I said his audio sounded raspy. He can try 444-600, 151.4PL. KBSW.
Copy. I got you that time. Much appreciated. You and Wally doubled.
I tried it. He's panicky. It's the next channel over. Nothing. But my boy just pulled up, so I'm going to say 73 to the Romney on your finals. And I'll try to catch on my way home. KCKJO.
Not sure why that one should be booming into Davison, but okay. At 69 in Dort Highway. KBSW.
All right, guys. Have a safe trip.
7-3.
W-A-R-C-Y, we're clear.
N-A-D-D-F, mobile, standing by.
Ray, it's Friday and the day is over. Hey, F-A-D-A.
NADDF.
KZ8Z. Coda, what's going on? It's Dave. Yeah, it's Dave, KZ8Z. Although you just came in and was pretty garbled. Try it again.
Is this any better? I'm in my wife's car today, so I'm running the TNC-75 with a signal stick mag mount and a Diamond RH-77, so not the most optimum setup.
Oh yeah, that was a lot better. That was like night and day better. Are you coming back from work?
Yeah, I'm at, where am I? 29 and 53, heading home to pick up my wife, get my truck, and then we got to come back down here to Roseville for a work event. So, kind of a last minute impromptu. I wasn't planning on going, and then I was like, well, I kind of need to go show face. So, unfortunately, I got to draw all over the place tonight.
Are you northbound or southbound? We're on 53 northbound, just north of 26.
I am northbound, I'm crossing, I'm at the speed trap at 30 Mile Road, so you're a couple miles behind me.
Ah, okay. Yeah, every stoplight on here, how it goes down to, what is it, 50, I think, and then back up to 70, it's crazy.
Yeah, but no one really does that, so it's like, you roll the dice every time you burn through here, and I'm usually burning through here, but, I just slowed down to a brisk 66, and now I'm back up to 70. Which repeater are you on? Are you on Richmond or are you on Romeo?
I'm on neither. I'm on Warren, which is my favorite. God, I'm tired of hearing me say that. I don't have good luck with Richmond and Romeo, especially Romeo. You'd think I could hit those better at home in Rochester Hills at like 25 mile and... Rochester Road, kind of. But Warren is just always comes through for me, so that's what I'm on.
No, Warren is the way to go. That's my favorite one on my commute. I have to run. The first transmission, when I came back to you, I was on Richmond, but with this short little antenna, it obviously wasn't happening. I don't have my lovely 2x4 that would be facing east. But yeah, I usually start on Romeo, switch to Richmond, go back to Romeo when I'm at 32, and then I make my way to 26, and that's when I take over to Warren. And Warren will take me all the way to work, but usually at some point I'll switch to UMP because I'm so far east. But yeah, you sound good.
Ah, cool. Yeah, you're booming in now. Yeah, I guess I could probably switch over to Romeo now. We're getting off at, 30 Mile, I think, and heading over to Van Dyke Road. Going out to dinner, but that's our Friday night. Hey, I thought I saw one of your posts where Yesu's coming out with the 510, and you were like, yeah, so much for updates to the 500. That's pretty wild that they did that. It almost feels like, I don't know, if they came out with a new radio instead of fixing the old one. And so much for you guys with the old one.
Yeah, Romeo will sing right there. You'll be plenty well in range. And I don't think that was me, but I do know they're coming out with that. It's probably Dave, other Dave. And I think that's complete, you know what, because that tells me there's no issues with this radio for them to release an iterative update that fast. I mean, this has been out for a year, and they're already releasing the next model. I'm over it. It is what it is. I'm selling this radio as soon as my Kenwood hits the door. I pre-ordered one. I'm on the wait list at DXC, and it says hopefully summer of this year, so I look forward to that.
Oh, that's awesome. So if I want a Kenwood, I should just wait a couple months after you get yours, and then I'll buy that from you. I'm just teasing. But that's funny. I don't know. I can't. Yaesu seems to make better radios than ICOM right now, just on their receive, the noise reduction and stuff. But I can't get behind the menus. I'm an ICOM fanboy because of that.
I mean, the worst part with the 500 is it was utter disappointment because it's everything I've ever wanted and it just did not deliver. I definitely got a bad unit and their customer service, you know, they say they want to help, but the right thing to do would have been a brand new radio. You give me another brand new radio because clearly this one's got issues. So that's my frustration. That's my nail in the coffin with the AC. I did buy an 891, but that's because I don't have a choice. That's the only 100-watt radio that's that small. So, yeah, that Kenwood looks pretty awesome. I love my 75. That's what I'm on right now. And it looks like they pretty much just morphed it into a tri-band mobile. So I look forward to that. It has micro USB on it, though, so it seems like ham radio is always behind the times. Not that I ever need to plug it into a USB, but just kind of an odd choice. Anyway, the 710, awesome radio. I had zero complaints about that, but I knew I wasn't going to operate from home hardly at all. And I wanted a rig that was going to be nice and portable. I want to go out to the park with a backpack, and that's everything I need.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I'm always jealous of Greg when we go into a park, you know, because he's got his Elecraft, and that thing's so small. His whole kit is pretty small, and you know, here I am lugging a couple of backpacks, and even, you know, it's just for my 705 and the Ampituner, that Zygu one, which is, you know, the tuner's not that small. The 705 is, though. Yeah. Hey, Dakota, we're pulling into the restaurant here, so I will let you go. I just heard your call out there, so I figured I'd say, hey, have a great weekend, man. After yours, 73 Kilo Zulu A Zulu.
Yep, there was a point where I was operating out of a water bottle pouch, and I loved every second of it. But enjoy your dinner, enjoy your weekend if I don't talk to you, and I'll catch you later at ATDS 73.
I can tell you the audio on that radio is plenty hot, so I don't know if you can turn that audio down or not, but there's actually a clipping coming across one of the repeaters. Dakota, KBS to there. Maybe this is better. Keep it as the bear.
To be honest, I can't even find the setting for the miking. I am on a speaker mic, but I've not changed any of the audio settings on this radio since I've got it, and that's the first I've heard. What repeater is that clipping on?
Come across James Township. Yeah, maybe you can just talk a little farther away from the mic, not so close. But, that thing's still got plenty of audio.
Alright, yeah, I was probably yelling, and I was probably holding the speaker mic way too close to my face because I'm used to my FPM 500, so noted, appreciate it.
Yep. And I don't know why that guy couldn't get into Flint when he was in Davison. The thing hasn't been keyed up or trying to get into for 21 hours, so I'm not sure if he had the wrong frequency in his radio or what, but he should have been booming into the 444-600 in Flint.
It's possible. He travels a lot, so I know he's got a whole bunch of frequencies in his radio, and he could have fat-fingered one, but next time he's out here, I'll check with him and see what he's got for it. My problem is I have all the Flint repeaters in this radio and my mobile, and I need to figure out a way to make sense of them all because there's so many.
Yeah, I guess if you got an Alpha tag, I'd just Alpha tag them. Flint CMN or, you know, Holly CMN or something like that. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll just put in, like, if it's 444-600, I'll put in, 4.600, and then you could use FLT for Flint.
Yeah, I need to do something like that, and I also need to figure out where they're geographically located because I don't go there often, but I'm not far from it, so it's not uncommon for me to drive through there or by there. I'm just not in the area all the time, and I don't really know where any of these things are at. Is there I know there's probably a CMN map, but are the rest of them linked, or are they kind of standalone, or what's going on out there?
Well, all of our repeaters are linked together. All UHF ones, and then all the VHF ones are VHF linked, so. With the exception of 19 and, 19 and Flint's linked, but it's linked to repeaters up north. Yep. It's all wide area coverage stuff.
Okay, I did not know that, so that's good. I'll try that out next time I'm up there, and I guess I'll just run with the one that sounds best and try to figure out where I need to use what.
Got them stacked right on top of each other. You can just go through the list and see which one comes in better and use it. So they're all, Fred's got them, tagged with where they're at on the all-mom page.
Copy. I'll try to find that. But I'm going to get real noisy here real quick. I'm entering town, and I'm on an HT with a crappy little mag mount. So I'm going to clear out. Appreciate the insight, and I will, I'm sure I'll talk to you again. NADDS, 73.
Okay, 73. Have a good day. Keep me this up here.
ZKF Mobile listening.
KF8BOT, I'll be listening.